It's time for Hogue Health Radio, brought to you by Hogue Memorial Hospital Presbyterian, Orange County's top hospital. And now, here's Deborah Howell.
Rock on. Hello there and welcome to the program. And thanks so much for being here. On today's show, we have a great guest. He's a wonderful person, and he is Dr. Philip Robinson, the Medical Director of Infection Prevention and Hospital Epidemiology at Hogue Memorial Hospital Presbyterian. Dr. Robinson is board certified in both infectious disease and internal medicine and has completed special training related to infection prevention and hospital epidemiology through the Centers for Disease Control and the Society of Healthcare Epidemiology of America. And that is a mouthful. Welcome, Dr. Robinson.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Now, the topic today, we have a whole bunch of things we can go over, but let's start with infection prevention. I'm actually quite happy to think that this is a field of specialty that's gaining ground just when we need it the most, right?
Absolutely. The public is becoming more and more aware of several different types of infections that one could possibly acquire in the hospital. The two that seem to be highest on the list would be methicillin-resistant Staph aureus, or MRSA, and a type of diarrhea called C. diff that can come after taking antibiotics for infections.
Okay. Well, I think people think that there's really not much you can do to protect yourself from getting such infections, aside from washing your hands often and squirting some Bactine on the wound if you cut yourself, but hopefully you're here to tell us that we can do more than this to keep ourselves healthy.
There sure is. The most important thing, of course, would be living a healthy lifestyle as much as possible. And then if you do end up damaging your body in some way, a cut, a laceration, a bruise, it's always good to clean the area, put a little bit of topical antibiotic on there, and keep a close eye on it. Sometimes simple wounds can become infected. And most of the time, our immune system takes care of them. But sometimes your immune system needs a little bit of extra help, and that's where antibiotics would come in. So if the wound is not behaving the way you think it should, then you should certainly seek medical attention. And the doctor at that point can do cultures to determine what the bacteria is and prescribe an antibiotic specific for that infection.
Now, when you say wounds behaving the way you think they may not should, what kinds of examples could you give of that?
Well, you know, typically after you maybe cut your foot on something or maybe you're in a football game and you've got a big bruise, everybody kind of knows what to expect from that. You clean it, you put a little bit of antibiotic on there, and then, yeah, it may be red for a little bit, but the redness should generally improve day to day. If it does not and the redness worsens, the area of redness increases, or if there's drainage from the wound, or if you should have symptoms like fever or chills, those would all be warning signs that you should seek medical attention.
Good information. Now, let's talk a little bit about an uncomfortable but necessary area of concern, and that's sexually transmitted infections, STIs, which include AIDS, HIV, chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis, vaginitis, human papillomavirus, and so many more. Are people getting enough information about how to prevent some of these chronic and even life-threatening diseases?
Well, we think they are. We spend quite a bit of effort in the public health arena making sure that people have all the information that they need. Again, this goes along with living a healthy lifestyle. And one method of living a healthy lifestyle is to limit your sexual encounters. And when you do have sexual encounters, make sure you practice safer sex, if at all possible. Using condoms are helpful in preventing many sexually transmitted diseases, but are not 100% effective. Those would be the key points in trying to protect yourself from getting a sexually transmitted disease. However, the only way to really do it would be not to have sex at all.
Right, absolutely. Now, I wonder if there is a website where people could check out for more full diagnostic measures and actually just lots of tips on how to lead the healthy lifestyle you're talking about.
Absolutely. There are certainly several websites that can to guide you. The most important, I think, is really the CDC. It's full of information, not only about how to protect yourself from different infections, but sort of what those infections are like and the treatments that are available. So that would be the biggest resource. There's also websites run by the state of California and down here in Orange County that provide excellent information and are great resources for our patients.
Great. So when you say CDC, of course, you're referring to Centers for Disease Control. Actually,
that's
the
right.
Best way is just Google Centers for Disease Control, and I'm sure there's
right.
a wealth of information ready
there
for you.
There sure is. In fact, it's the URL is cdc.gov.
Oh, couldn't be easier. cdc.gov. Now, I understand, Doctor, there are now more and better tools for rapid diagnostics. Can you get us up to speed on some of these new tools?
Sure. Some of these sexually transmitted diseases are very difficult to culture. They're just bacteria and viruses that just don't grow well in the lab, so identifying them has always been a challenge. We've developed tests that look for different parts of the organisms, mm-hmm. And more recently, a big area that has really come along is looking actually for the genetic material of the different organisms. And we call that a PCR test, or polymerase chain reaction. And you can actually take a very small clinical sample, let's say urine or secretions, and look for genetic material specific to a specific organism, such as herpes simplex or gonorrhea or chlamydia. And the tests are very sensitive. That means they don't miss very many cases, mm-hmm. and are very specific, meaning that if the test is positive, they kind of know that that's what that patient has. The nice thing about those tests are that they come back pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
The downside is that they're typically expensive.
Sure.
And may not be used initially.
So you have to make sure they're really indicated and
exactly.
make sure you're covered insurance-wise or very wealthy.
Exactly.
Okay, Joseph in Newport has sent us an email, and he wants to know, what kind of support services does Hoge offer to patients with chronic or life-threatening infectious diseases?
Well, we have a very busy infectious disease consulting practice here. We've got 9 infectious disease doctors on staff, and many of them offer quite a bit of support through their offices. So that is certainly something that would be available in this area.
Fantastic. Well answered. Okay. Is there anything on your mind that you'd like to talk about in terms of epidemiology, infectious diseases, something on your mind this morning?
Well, one of the things I hear about a lot is the MRSA that I mentioned at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
That's that methicillin-resistant Staph aureus. We are seeing a lot of this in the community. And our community rates are quite high, and this infection typically develops after even minor trauma, typically associated with really the young and the healthy in our society, football players, hockey players, soccer players, team sports in particular. The
mm-hmm.
organism is pretty hardy. It is resistant to a lot of the standard antibiotics. So we've done a lot of education in the community to make sure that our doctors are able to recognize these types of infections early,
mm-hmm.
make sure that when they select antibiotics, maybe before even the culture results come back, that they choose an antibiotic that would be effective against this relatively resistant organism. One of the things that we are really focusing on at the hospital is, because we're seeing so much of this in the community, we're concerned that in the hospital we may start to see more as well. So we have several mechanisms in place to mm-hmm. Prevent the spread of this organism within the hospital.
Again, MRSA, I'm sure you can go to cdc.org and get all kinds of information. Very important to have your kids have, you know, absolutely annual checkups at every age, correct?
That is absolutely correct.
Wonderful. Well, it's just been fantastic having you on the program. We really, really respect what you're doing in terms of the epidemiology and all the new programs that are abounding at all the facilities at Hoge Hospital. Thank you so much for being on the program today.
Well, you're absolutely welcome.
Today we're speaking with Dr. Philip Robinson about preventing infectious diseases. And coming up, we'll broach the topic of the flu and also answer some of your questions about prevention and vaccinations. Doctor, I do have one more question for you. Do you have a personal website?
I don't really have one at this point, but it is in development.
Okay. Okay, wonderful. We'll look forward to that. And for more information on Dr. Robinson, you can visit hoaghospital.org and also listen to the podcast of this show whenever you like and tell a friend. This is Deborah Howell for Hoag Hospital in Newport Beach. Please stay with us. It's a great day outside, a great day to be healthy, a great day to book that annual checkup for yourself and for your kids. Please stay with us. There is so much more to come.